Welcome to David Maister's Business Masterclass, a series of advanced business seminars exploring principles and practices for success in professional businesses.
Hello, I'm David Maister. This special 25-episode podcast collection is selected from live recordings of my lectures, workshops, and speaking engagements. A companion video edition of this series is available through my new Maister Moments videocast. The entire Maister Moments video collection is also available in a special DVD compilation, which can be found at my website, davidmaister.com. In this clip, we're going to dig deep into the issue of excitement, of how you ensure that, in fact, people bring to their work passion and excitement and enthusiasm. Now, the question is going to be not only to ask about yourself, but also the people around you. Does it matter how the people in the organization feel between being turned on versus it's my job? Between we serve people I can get interested in, between, oh, this is my job to serve those people and I'll do it appropriately. And what I'm trying to report to you, and I hope this is making sense, organizations accomplish their mission not when people are happy. In other words, the description of our people are happy is not sufficient. Organizations accomplish their mission when the people are turned on, when they're excited, when they're enthused. All those words we used in the previous slide. And again, I hope I'm not wasting your time through repetition. The message is very important. Your sole skill is you know how to get them excited about their daily tasks. And I'm trying to report to you as most managers are the opposite. I don't care whether you like it. Keep your head down and churn it out. You need to meet the deadline. We don't care whether you're having fun. Shut up. And again, I'm not saying that's immoral. I'm saying the organization will not accomplish its mission unless you know how to get people turned on. And I'm going to risk a rude word, and I hope I don't give too much offense, but if those were my numbers, I would slit my wrists. And I'll tell you what, I'll give you two reasons why I'd slit my wrists on those numbers. One is the obligation of my parents. Like many people in this room, I suspect, you know, didn't come from a background with money. My parents both had to quit school at 13, you know, depression era. I'm an old man, so my parents were 1930s depression. Yeah, those are my parents' numbers because they had no choice in life, right? You didn't talk about were you enjoying your work, right? You were just glad to survive as human beings. My parents spent their entire lives slaving to give my sister and I a chance. I owe it to my parents not to have those numbers. Does that make sense? I owe it to my parents to do something that's meaningful and purposeful and exciting. And if I just do it for the money, I'm letting their sacrifice down. The second reason is, forgive me, I don't mean to get on too sensitive a ground, but I'm very confused by religions. My own religious background is uncertain. And I'm, you know, my wife is of a different religion, so I'm just not sure about things. And I just don't know if there's going to be a second life. Right? Some religions believe there is, but the information is ambiguous. So for planning cycle purposes, I got one life. And my point is that if I, for planning purposes, got one life, those are not going to be my numbers. I am not going to meet my maker, whoever that turns out to be, with it saying on my tombstone, he did tolerable stuff for tolerable people because they paid him. There's actually a word for that. And just because we're on camera and you're such a nice group of people, I won't actually use the word, but you know the word I'm thinking of, right? The dictionary definition of the word, which is pay me and I'll do it. Don't expect me to care. I'll fake it if you want me to. That word. And so what I'm also trying to report to you, and this is reporting, I'm not making this stuff up, is that in addition to the interpersonal skills, what all the statistical research, my own and that of other people, has shown is that the managers that create organizations that accomplish things are managers who actually believe in something. The real test of whether or not you can get other people excited is when they look at you, do they think you actually are a man or woman of principle, that there are things you believe in and will not compromise? Or do they believe of you, you're a man or woman of expediency because you're a management person and you've got to get it done and let's get it out the door just because we've got more rubbish coming in tomorrow. You really need to reflect on this and see if you agree with its core proposition that economic success requires excitement, passion, and enthusiasm. This is not a common conclusion in business. Most businesses are run on the grounds of, we just need to get the work out, and if you're not particularly turned on, that's regrettable, but too bad. You must reflect where you come out on the issue of, do you think excitement is truly a managerial tool? And if so, do you know how to create it? This podcast series is now available for purchase, both as a single episode and as part of a DVD set, from my website, davidmaister.com/store, STORE. I'm also pleased to announce that my forthcoming book, Strategy and the Fat Smoker, is available for pre-order from this same location.